The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Christ said many would come in His name, bringing a message about Christ, not necessarily the message of Christ, to obey God the Father, a message of repentance and walking in newness of life, becoming a new creature in Jesus Christ, putting on the mind, the attitude of Christ, and building His character of obedience to the Word of God, a character of only living a Christian life. Christ did not say they would come preaching the truth, but a deception, a counterfeit religion, a false religion based on Satan's lies and traditions of men, a message of grace and no works. Or they will tell you to go to church on Sunday, keep Easter and Christmas, maybe even Halloween, which are all pagan, false, counterfeit, idolatrous religious practices. But this so-called Christian nation and all other nations have swallowed all these pagan counterfeit religions and ignored the truth that is so plain in the Word of God if you want to know and live by the Word of God. We seem to think God isn't up to date in the 21st century. Well, the pre-flood world must have felt that way as well. Did things get better for them? That ought to tell us something, my friends, and it does. Are we listening? No, if we were, we would change our ways. Yes, this nation and this world would change our ways if we are listening to truth. In Matthew 24 and verse 11, Christ said this, "Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." The Bible is filled with a warning about counterfeit religion. Paul, speaking of the end time, penned this in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." So Christ said many false ministers will rise up and deceive many. My friends, truth doesn't deceive anyone or mislead anyone. Christ said the truth makes you free. In John 8, verse 28, notice what Christ had to say. "Then Jesus said to them, 'When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things.'" Christ continued here in John 8, verses 29 through 32. John 8, beginning verse 29. "And He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." Catch that, my friend. Jesus Christ said that He always did those things that pleases God the Father. And He said, "God the Father has not left me alone. He is with me." That's telling you and me something. If we want God to be with us, then we must do what pleases God as well. Verse 30, "As He spoke these words, many believed in Him." Now, there's many that believe in Christ today, aren't they? You may be one of them. But notice what Christ continues here to say to those that believed in Him. "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.'" Notice that, my friend. If you abide in my word, if you live by my word, then you are my disciple. It takes more than just believing in Jesus Christ. You have to abide in His word if you want to be one of His disciples. Now, that's not hard to understand, is it? A five-year-old could understand what Christ has said there. He's also saying, if you don't abide in my word, if you don't live by my word, then you are not my disciple. He said, if you abide in his word, you are his disciples. And verse 32 continues, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yes, abide in God's word means obey God, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth doesn't enslave. The truth doesn't deceive. Christ said we ought to follow in His footsteps, and He was willing to listen to and to obey God the Father. Are we? The God that sent Jesus Christ to the earth to pay the penalty of our sins by giving His physical life, Jesus Christ was willing to obey that God. If you want things to get better for you, then begin obeying your Maker, and God will be with you. You see, having God with you and in you by the power of the Holy Spirit is the only way things will get better for you. But God is only with those that are with Him. Notice this promise that Jesus Christ made to anyone who will obey him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, Christ had this to say, "Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.' Would you like to be with God wherever you are? You can be, but you have to seek God. And that means find his ways and live by his ways. God also said, if you forsake him, he will forsake you. My friends, this world and our nation, America, have forsaken our God. And God is making his word good. He has or is in the process of forsaking us. Things aren't going well for America. Things aren't going well for the entire earth, for that matter, for any part of the entire earth that I know of. That's why things aren't better for you than 1 year ago. You don't have to listen to anyone who speaks lies to butter you up, to milk you out of your money so they can live like kings and could care less about your spiritual and your financial condition. As long as you support them, that's all they care about. Otherwise, they would speak truth to you. Christ continues in verse 12 of Matthew 24. He says, "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." Do we see more righteousness in the world, or is it more lawlessness? Iniquity, sin. And as long as iniquity is on the increase, which it is, that means things will get worse for you and for everyone else. Because you see, that's what makes things bad for you and this world to begin with, is iniquity, leaving God out of the picture. Now, God's laws are righteousness. And living by the word of God is what makes things better for you and the whole world. Notice what David said in Psalms 119, beginning in verse 172. "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness." And living by God's instruction book exalts an individual, a nation. Why don't you give it a try? Verse 173, David continues, "Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precept." You know, you could use some help today, couldn't you, my friends? Our nation and this whole world could use some help from God as well. And David understood that he needed the help of God. I understand that. Do you? Verse 174, he said, "I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight." Well, we don't even know God's law, much less delight in it. And we should delight in keeping his law. If we did, things would be well for us. Verse 175, "Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me." Yes, David knew that he needed the judgments of God. He needed the law and the word of God. He needed to understand them, and he knew that he should live by them. Verse 176, "I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." And my friends, we have all gone astray as well. But if we would seek God, God would seek us. And things would automatically get better for us if we had God with us. God gave his laws to man to regulate our well-being, our life, our society, so things could be well for everyone. Notice what God said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 29. He said this, and he was speaking to our forefathers, ancient Israel, and it would mean the whole world for that matter, and certainly mean you and me today. "Oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would fear me and always keep my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Yes, God feels for us. God knows that if we feared him, respected him, and honored him, and obeyed him, and kept his commandments, things would be well for us. And God wants things well for his kids, which we are. We're the children of God. We are his creation. And he would like to see things going well for you and for me and for everyone else. God is really wise. He knew that obeying his word would produce every good thing for the human race, just like parents do for a rebellious, stubborn kid headed for many troubles but won't listen to good teaching and God's warning. God said, "We are a stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious people. He also inspired Paul to pen this. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 13, we've quoted this already, but we want to quote this again. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Imposters means some aren't that deceived, but are just out there to prey on others with a lying tongue. But many are deceived and are deceiving many. Well, we should expect iniquity to continue to get worse, and so will our problems. Why? Well, it's because we are a lawless world and a lawless nation. Now, I hope you aren't a lawless person. Only you know that. We don't want to obey God's laws. Notice what King Solomon was inspired to pen 3,000 years ago in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 34. He said this, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Yes, righteousness exalts an individual, a nation, and it would exalt the whole world. But he said, sin is a reproach. Sin is what brings you down. That is also true for an individual, for a family as well. Sin brings you down. Sin destroys. In chapter 11 of Proverbs, verse 3, King Solomon had this to say, "The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them." Yes, the integrity, the righteousness of the upright will guide them in the path of Almighty God. And that's a path that you should be going. Yes, my friends, if you turn to God, rend your heart to Him, and become sincere and living in accordance to His Word, love God above self and neighbor as yourself, things will automatically begin getting better for you. It not only will, but there's no way that it won't. Now, all your troubles won't end overnight, but they will begin to dissipate. There's no reason for a righteous nation to perish, or a righteous person to perish in sin, and they would not, my friends. A righteous nation or a righteous person would only be exalted, just as the Bible says. Iniquity is what brings down nations, empires, and individuals. History proves that as well as God's Word. Things only get worse for the wicked. Now, do we see the world getting in better shape, or do we see it getting in worse shape? Do we hear of good news, or do we hear mostly of bad news? It seems like the weather has even turned against us. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight." Yes, it would pay big dividends to make and take time for daily prayer. God does not hear the prayers of sinners. So get right with God and He will hear you, and things will get better for you. Well, before you would even want to talk to God or study His Word, the Bible, you would have to believe in a God that created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. That's one great way to make your life better, much better. Don't swallow the false theory of evolution, a creation without a creator. How naive can we be? We have just landed a spacecraft, an unmanned spacecraft on Comet this November, hoping it will shed some light on how we got here, and we claim to be educated. Are we? My friends, I know how we got here. All you have to do is read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. I've known that for almost 80 years. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. It will tell you why we're here, how you got here, explain the Word of God to you, help you to understand it even better. And you should want to know that, my friend. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, and request, "Why were you born, and born with a purpose?" Or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.